certainly it is just good to be here again on this Sunday.
很高兴又来到大家当中。
I look forward to the times when we can worship together.
可以跟大家一起敬拜神。
And this is such a special time of year as we anticipate the celebration of the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
这是一年当中非常特别的时候，因为在这个时候，我们欢欣等待，欢欣庆祝，耶稣基督的诞生。
And during this time, I like to just simply look at some of the scriptures that talk about the birth of Christ.
在这时候呢，我想跟大家分享圣经中的经文，这经文是讲到耶稣基督的诞生。
And consider the lessons that they teach us for today.
然后来思想这些经文教导我们什么样的事。
Let's pray.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us today.
神啊，你的圣灵降临在我们当中。
We humble ourselves before you.
我们在你的面前谦卑。
Speak to us out of your word.
请你跟我们用你的话语跟我们讲话。
And may you receive all of the glory.
愿你的名的荣耀。
Amen.
Amen.
If you would turn with me to Luke chapter 1, we want to look at beginning at verse 26.
请大家翻开路加福音第一章，我们从二十六节开始。
And this morning, I'm simply going to look at the scriptures. We're going to go from verse 26 to verse 38. And we're just going to look at the scripture and talk about how that impacts us.
在我们大家来看经文，然后看看这些经文教导我们什么。
Beginning at verse 26, let me read that verse for you. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee.
到了第六个月，天使加百列奉神的差遣往加利利的一座城去，这座城名叫拿撒勒。
And the very first thing that we notice about this passage of scripture is that town of Nazareth.
我们第一个看到的就是那个叫做拿撒勒的城。
Now there are certain cities, if I call their name, they just sound exciting.
有一些城市你一听到名字你就觉得哇非常的兴奋。
If I said New York, New York.
如果我跟你们说纽约城。
Chicago.
如果我跟你们说芝加哥。
Los Angeles.
或者洛杉矶。
There's just something that just kind of, you get a sense of excitement about those things. But if I said Erie, Pennsylvania.
我刚刚讲的那些城市你一听都会很兴奋，但是如果我跟你说 Erie, 宾州。
Or if I said Wellsville, you probably never even heard of Wellsville.
或是我跟你说 Wellsville.
So there are certain cities that just, you know, kind of evoke an excitement in us.
所以呢，有些城市会让我们很兴奋。
And there are other cities that are just kind of,considered, you know, kind of insignificant.
然后呢，有一些城市呢，我们听起来就觉得说没有什么名气。
And Nazareth was one of those cities that was just kind of just considered insignificant.
这拿撒勒这个城呢，在当时的那个情况呢，是没有什么名气的。
And yet, when we see God getting ready to break into history, He's choosing this insignificant town.
但是呢，我们看到这时候神呢要让这个历史改变的时候，他呢就这个故事就发生在这个无名的小镇里面。
And that actually gives all of us hope because I don't know where you were born, but it doesn't matter. God wants to break into your life.
但是呢，正是如此呢，才给我们带来了希望，因为我觉得就是。神就是这样子来改变我们的人生的。
Whether you were born in a big city or whether you were born in maybe a tiny village,
不管你是出生在大城市，或是出生在无名小镇。
The second thing we see in this verse is that God is sending the angel Gabriel.
我们看到这经节看到的还有加百利。
And in scripture, as we study scripture, whenever we see the angel Gabriel dispersed, it means that there's an important message that is to follow.
如果我们看圣经的话，我们会发现，当这个天使加百利出现的时候呢，肯定有很重要的事情要发生。
So here we are in just the first verse here, verse 26, and already we see that there are two things happening. One, God is sending his important messenger, but he's sending him to a small, insignificant village.
所以在这个章节里面我们看到了，就是神送天使加百利，所以有很大的事，重要的事情要发生。然后呢，他送
And so we continue with verse 27. So in the sixth month, God sends his angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And the angel went to her and said, Greetings, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you.
第27-28节，到一个童女那里。 是已经许配大卫家的一个人，名叫约瑟，童女的名字叫玛利亚。天使进去对他说：“蒙大恩的女子，我问你安住，和你同在了。”
So here we have this most interesting story developing because we have God's important messenger Gabriel coming to an insignificant town, Nazareth, and he's just speaking to a young girl here in the town.
所以我们看到了这个。 故事非常的有趣，神送一个他给很重要的天使加百利到一个无名的镇里面，跟一个童女讲话。Suddenly
we see God showing up in an unexpected way in this out of the way place.
所以我们看到了神在这时候是以超常规的形式出现的。
And he tells Mary, Greetings, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you.
然后呢，这个天使对玛利亚说，蒙大恩的女子，我问你安，主和你同在了。Can
you imagine if you were just going about your everyday, ordinary day, doing what you normally do, and all of a sudden you looked up and there was an angel standing in front of you?
你能够想象这样一个情况吗？就是你在做你日常的事情，突然间一个天使向你显现了。And
the angel tells you, you are highly favored.
然后这个天使跟你说，你是蒙大恩的人。Can
you imagine how stunned you might be because you were just going about your normal everyday activities?
你能想象你那时候是有多么的惊慌吗？
And God breaks in and tells Mary, Greetings, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Goes on in verse 29. It says, Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be.
神的突然出现让玛利亚很惊慌。我们看29节。玛利亚因这话就很惊慌，又仿佛思想这样问安是什么意思。
Verse 30, but the angel said to her, Do not be afraid. Mary, you have found favor with God.
30节，天使对他说：“玛利亚，不要怕，你在神面前已经蒙恩了。”
So here we find in this most insignificant village, we find God's important messenger speaking to just the town girl and telling her this wonderful news that God has chosen her.
所以我们在这看到的就是神差他一个重要的天使来到一个无名的小镇里面，跟这个镇里面一个女孩子讲话。
And God, through the angel, begins to explain to Mary what his plan is, what he's going to do.
然后呢，这个天使就跟玛利亚讲说，下面要发生什么事情。
Look at verse 31. It says, You will be with child, you will give birth to a son, You are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great. He will be called the Son of God, the Most High. The Lord will give him the throne of his father David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will never end.
所以这里31到33节讲到, 可以给他取名叫耶稣，他要伟大，他称为至高子的儿子。主神要把他主大卫的位给他，他要做雅各家的王，直到永远，他的国也没有穷尽。
And so you see, God not only does He come to Mary, but He gives specific instruction about what's going to happen. I mean, you couldn't get, He gives 7 or 8 specific things about this child that she's going to have.
所以你在这时候看到神向玛利亚显现的时候，他不当向他显现，而且跟他讲了就是7到8件事情，将来发生的事还有指示。
And Mary can tell just by this announcement, this is no ordinary baby that's going to be born.
所以呢，玛利亚可以看到，她将要怀孕生的这个孩子不是一个普通的孩子。
Because of the things that are said, the specifics that are given, that he's going to be called great, called the Son of the Most High, given the throne of his father David, all of these things, it must have been very, very overwhelming to hear.
因为这个孩子要伟大，称为至高者的儿子，主神要把他主大卫的位给他，所以玛利亚可以看到呢，这件事情是非常非常重大的事情。
And so in verse 34, Mary asked the angel, "How can this be, since I'm a virgin?"
所以呢，玛利亚就问天使说，我还没有出嫁，怎么有这事呢？
I don't know if you've ever had in your life something happen where you feel that God is giving you specific direction about something.
我不知道你有没有发生过这种情况，就是有些事情发生了，然后你觉得神要你往特很特别的方向走。
Maybe it's about a ministry that you will have.
可能是你做的圣工。
Maybe it's about something that's going to take place in your family.
可能是在你家要发生的事情。
Maybe it's about some way that God wants to use you.
可能是神要怎样的使用你。
But here we see that God is speaking to Mary, and she just wonders, how in the world? These things that you're saying sound so good, but I'm just a girl. How is this going to happen?
所以玛利亚在这里面就在说，这些事情你要说的这些事情都是很好的事情，可是我还没有出嫁，怎么有这事呢？
And the angel answers her in verse 35, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you.
所以在35节，天使回答说，圣灵要临到你身上，至高子的能力要荫庇你。
In other words, Mary is told, what's about to happen is an initiative of God. It's an act of God. It's God breaking forth into this world, and it's going to happen by God's power.
所以这天使跟玛利亚说的是，将要发生的事情是神要它发生的，而且呢，神会有能力让它发生。
In other words, Mary is not dependent on your strength. It's not dependent on your intellectual ability. It's not dependent on your pedigree or heritage.
所以呢，他跟玛利亚说，这不是靠玛利亚自己的能力，靠她的智商，靠她的出生的。高贵不高贵
？But it is by the power of God.
他这个事情要发生是靠神的能力。
God is going to do something of His own initiative. God is going to do something that is God's own plan.
神要所做的是他自己的旨意，是他的计划。
It's bigger than anything Mary could have ever imagined.
这是比玛利亚所要想象的要大得多。
In fact, it's going to really change the course of her life forever.
而且呢，实际上这件事情要让她的人生永远的改变。
The angel tells her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you, so that the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God."
天使对玛利亚说，圣灵要降在她身上，至高子的能力要荫庇她。 因此所要生的圣子必称为神的儿子。
I want you to imagine for just a moment what it would be to hear news like that.
所以我现在要大家想一下，如果你听到这件事情的时候，你会怎么样想呢？
Here God is speaking of something that is so much bigger than anything Mary could have come up with.
神在这里面讲到要发生的事情是玛利亚无法想象的。
In fact, God has to encourage Mary, which he's going to do in this next verse.
而且呢，神要在这里面鼓励玛利亚。
And it says in verse 36, even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month.
36节，况且你的亲戚以利沙伯在年老的时候也怀了男胎，就是那素来称为不生育的，现在有孕六个月了。
Elizabeth was a relative of Mary's, and she and her husband Zacharias had long wanted to have a child, and they couldn't.
伊丽莎伯呢是玛利亚的亲戚，她跟她的先生一直想要有孩子，但是一直没有生育。
And they had gotten older and older and older, but something happened when Zacharias was in the temple, and God heard their prayer, and Elizabeth became pregnant.
所以他们就一直等到他们很年迈的时候，然后突然间有一天，撒加利亚在殿里面就听到神对他讲话。
For the scripture says, in verse 37, for nothing is impossible with God.
三十七节讲到，因为出于神的话，没有一句不带能力的。
You know, I believe those words are not just to encourage Mary.
我相信这些话也不只仅仅是鼓励玛利亚而已。
But I believe that those words are written in Scripture to also encourage us.
它实际上也在鼓励我们。
This verse stretches us.
这个经节让我们。
This verse reminds us that God is able to move beyond just narrow confines.
他提醒我们，神能够做我们超过我们所想象的事情。
This verse reminds us that God is able to do things that we think are just impossible.
神可以做一些我们觉得不可能发生的事情。
For with God, nothing is impossible.
因为有了神，没有一样事情是不可能。
This is a lot for Mary to take in and to try to comprehend.
这是对玛利亚来说，真的是让她就是一时间很没有办法理解的。
You see, her whole life is about to change.
你看，你可以在下面看到她的下面的以后的人生全部要改变。
If she accepts what the angel is trying to tell her, it means that she's going to be with a child, pregnant with a child, and Joseph, her espoused husband, is not the father.
如果她接受天使对她的讲的话的话，那么她就是要怀孕生子，而且这个孩子不是从她订婚的那个约瑟来的。
For her to accept the plan of God in her life, it means that she is taking risks, that she is opening herself up to ridicule.
这就意味着她要冒很大的险，她又被世人耻笑。
But I want you to look at what Mary says in verse 38.
但是我要大家来看看38节玛利亚是怎么样回答的。
Mary says, I am the Lord's servant.May it be to me as you have said.
玛利亚说，我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。
You know, I kept thinking about that phrase that Mary used.
我经常在想说，玛利亚说的这句话。
She said, I am the Lord's servant.
她说，我是主的使女。
And what Mary was saying with that statement is that my life doesn't belong to me.
她这里面所说的就是我的人生并不是 属于我自己的。
Mary was saying that I am willing to be a part of the greater plan of God.
我愿成为神大计划的一部分。
Mary was saying that I'm willing to do whatever it is that God has for me in my life.
我愿意神在我生活中成就他愿意成就的事情。
And that is so very different from what our the culture around us teaches us.
这跟我们所周遭的这个文化教导我们的完全是不一样的。
Especially here in America.
特别是在美国
We are very concerned about our rights.
我们对我们自己的那个就是权利很有这个意识的。
If you watch the television shows, even when someone is arrested, they say, "You have the right." Even being arrested, you have the right. They mention their rights, the right to remain silent, and they go on and on and on.
你如果看电视的话，你可以看到，即便有些人被逮捕的时候，警察都会跟他们说，你有权利。不讲话。
But here in this text, Mary is saying, I know that I have rights, but I give over to the plan of God. Why? Because I am the Lord's servant.
但是呢，这里面玛利亚讲到，我是神的使女，所以我情愿神在我身上成就他有成就的事。
And if you know anything about a servant, you know that servant tries to please the one that they are servant to.
所以，如果你明白使女这个意义的时候，你就知道使女愿意做任何事情让她的主人高兴。
Mary, by saying that, she was saying, I accept what it is that God wants to do in my life.
所以呢？玛利亚在这里面所说的就是情愿照着神的话成就在他身上。
She may not have understood how everything would unfold or how the plan would go exactly, but she was saying, I put my trust in God.
她可能不知道下面的事情会怎样发生，但是呢，她这里面所说的就是她信靠神。
Now the things in the Bible were written for our instruction.
圣经里面讲的是给我们生活的一个指导。
And I just had to wonder as I was reading this passage and where Mary says, I am the Lord's servant.
所以呢，当我在读这些在读这段经节的时候，我特别在想到玛利亚说的，我是神的使女。
What would our lives look like if each one of us had that same attitude?
如果我们每个人都有这样的态度的话，那我们的人生会怎样呢？
What if you saw yourself in that way?
如果你对自己的看待是你是神的仆人或者使女的话。
Now I don't mean you're going to be, you know, the parent of Jesus. That's all done.
我并不说你会成为耶稣的父母，这个事情已经成就了。
But what I do mean, what if you move through your life with that kind of posture, that as I'm living my life, I'm living my life as God's servant.
但是我这里面所要讲的就是，你如果是过着你的人生是照着你是神的仆人或者使女那样子的态度去过的。
What would it look like if that were actively on your mind as you just, you know, did your everyday life? You had this active recognition that you know, I am God's servant.
就是在你的生活的每一件事情上，你都时时知道说你是神的仆人或者使女。
I wonder, you know, would it change anything?
我在想说这会。改变你的生人生吗？
When you go to the grocery market and you know the line is long because somebody's in front of you with 1,000 coupons, if you recognize that you were the Lord's, I wonder would you be a little more patient? Just recognize, well, I'm standing here as the Lord's servant.
当你去买东西的时候，那个有一个就是排你在排长队，然后呢，这个。 在你前面的人有很多的
哭
见家眷的时候，那你是不是在想说，我现在要做的就是提醒我自己，我是神的仆人或者是。
Or maybe you're in the mall during this season. You know how busy it is and trying to find a parking spot? And maybe you're waiting for that one spot, and just as you get ready to pull your car in, somebody whips into your spot. Well, I wonder how you would respond if you remembered, I am the Lord's servant.
或者说当你去 mall 里面去买东西的时候，你要停车的时候，那停车场都是满满的，然后你突然间看到一个位置你可以停进去，突然间有一个人就站进去了，那你那时候是不是能够提醒自己说你是神的仆人或者是你？
Maybe it would even change the way we react to one another in our own families.
而且呢，如果我们这样子提醒自己是神的仆人或者是你的话，也可以改变我们在家里面对我们家人的态度。
You see, this was a posture that Mary was taking. This was a stand that Mary was taking because she recognized, you know what, my life doesn't belong to me.
这就是玛利亚她的态度，因为她知道说她的人生并不只是属于她自己。
And through Mary's obedience to God,We see the world being blessed through the birth of Jesus.
就是正因为玛利亚的顺服，我们这个世界得到祝福，因为我们有耶稣基督的诞生。
And when we are obedient to God, God is able to use us to be a blessing to all of those around us.
当我们对神顺服的时候，神就可以因着我们，让我们周遭的人蒙福。
The last two scriptures of this passage, to me, they just present two parallel things in verses 37 and 38.
在37跟38节，我只看到的有两件平行的事情。
On the one hand, there is the recognition that nothing is impossible with God.
一方面就是在神的手里没有不成就的事情。
And what that means is that we can't put God in a box and say, oh, God can't do this or God can't do that. God can do anything because God is God.
我们不能把神放在一个盒子里面，然后跟神说你不能这样子做，也不能那样子做。神是神。
And so this season of Christmas is about stretching ourselves to understand that God is able to do far beyond what we're thinking and imagining.
所以呢，在这个降临节的时候，我们要明白一件事情，就是神要做一些我们没有办法用理性想象的事情。
That God is bigger than any little box we've tried to put him in.
神比我们要把它放到的任何一个盒子里面更大。
So on the one hand, we have to understand at Christmas time that God is stretching us to know that He is able to do great things.
所以在这降临节里面，神要我们知道的就是他可以做我们没有办法想象的事情。
That's what God was doing in this passage. He was breaking into history. He was sending his son to be the savior. He was lining everything up. God was doing the impossible.
所以我们在这经节里面看到神送他的天使，神要做成就我们认为不可能的事情。
So one half of that message is that part of understanding that with God, nothing is impossible.
所以呢，在这经节里面，我们看到的就是，在神的手里没有不成就的事情。
But the other part of that message is understanding that, as Mary said, I am the Lord's servant.
另外一方面，这经节要告诉我们的就是，我们是神的仆人或者是女。
And even when I don't understand all the things that God is doing.
即便我不明白神要做的事情
Even when I don't fully understand the plan or the method that God is using.
即便我不明白神的计划或是他的做法的时候，
I'm still God's servant.
我仍是神的仆人或者是你。
And when we bring those two things together,
当我们把这两个方面放在一起的时候，
the recognition that with God nothing is impossible and the understanding that I am the Lord's servant,
就是一方面知道神在神的手里没有不成就的事情，另外一方面知道说你是神的仆人或者使女的时候，
when those two things come together,
当这两个方面放在一起的时候，
great things happen,
伟大的事情又发生。
In this passage, when Mary accepted that, we see her bursting forth in song in verse 46.
所以我们在这下面的经节看到玛利亚的颂歌。
And she just begins, I'm just going to read it. She says, Mary said, My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior. He's been merciful and mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed. The mighty one has done great things for me. Holy is his name. And she goes on and on. His mercy extends to those who fear him. He performs mighty deeds. She goes on and on because she understands.But those two things have come together. Sorry.
在46-50节里面讲到，玛利亚说：“我心称主为大，我灵以神为我的救主为乐，因为他顾念他使女的卑微。从今以后，万代要称我为福。那有全能的为我成就了大事，他的名为圣。他怜悯敬畏他的人，直到世世代代。”
And I just want you to know that in your life and in my life, when we understand those two things, those two parallel things, great things can happen.
所以呢，我要让大家明白的就是在你的人生，还有在我的人生，当我们明白了这两方面的时候，那大事就能成就。
There are some of us who are here this morning,
我们当中有些人
who really need to focus in on the fact that with God nothing is impossible.
有些人必须明白就是在神的手里没有不成就的事情。
Because maybe you're facing something difficult.
因为可能你正面对着一些很困难的事情。
Maybe you're facing something that you feel like, I don't know how this can ever work out.
可能你面对的一些事情，你会对自己说：“我不知道这些事情会怎么样解决。”
And we are being challenged by the scripture this morning to say that with God, God can, by the power of God, He's able to do impossible things.
所以这段经节给我们提出的挑战就是，我们要明白，在神的手里没有不成就的事情。
And some of us might be here this morning.
我们当中的有些人。
And we need to understand, I am the Lord's servant.
必须明白说我们是神的仆人或者是。
And we need to understand that we need to surrender ourselves to the plan of God for our life.
我们必须在神的面前谦卑，把我们自己交给神的计划。
Sometimes that plan is different from what we had envisioned our life to be.
有时候呢，神的计划跟我们所想象的是完全不一样的。
But Mary said, I'm the Lord's servant. Be it to me, done unto me as you have said. She agreed with what God wanted for her life.
但是玛利亚说，我是神的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。
And because she agreed with what God wanted for her life, the world was blessed through her actions.
因为她愿意神照着她的旨意成就事情，所以我们这些世界得到了祝福。
And when we agree with what God wants for our life,
当我们愿意神照着他的旨意在我们生活中成就的时候，
the blessing that will come goes beyond just ourselves.
那我们得到的蒙福就不只只祝福就不只只是在我们自己的身上。
And it goes on to our family and to our community.
它也会降到我们的家庭，我们生活的社区里面。
Simple stories that we look at this time of year.
这是很简单的故事，就在这圣诞节即将到来的时候。
But there are great truths that are hidden in these stories.
但是呢，这个经节里面告诉了我们很多的真理。
And these stories aren't just for 2,000 years ago.
这个故事不只是两千多年前的事。
But they are to speak to us today.
他今天仍在对我们讲话。
I want to challenge you for this week, coming week.
我要向大家提出一个挑战。
I want you to leave feeling and knowing that I am the Lord's servant.
我要你能够活出一个，就是你是神的仆人，或者是你的态度。
And I want you to think about that before you take any actions this week.
我要你先这样子对自己想，然后再去做。
Just on the inside, remind yourself of that.
先在你的脑子里面这样提醒你自己。
And I want you to see if it causes you to act any differently as you keep that conscious recognition of that fact in your mind.
我要你注意说，如果你这样子想的话，你的作为是不是有所改变？
Mary, Elizabeth.Joseph, Zachariah, they were just ordinary people.
玛利亚、伊丽莎白、约瑟、撒加利亚，他们都是很普通的人。
But because they agreed with the plan of God, God used them to change the course of history.
但是因为他们愿意照着神的话去行，所以呢，神改变了我们的历史。
And who knows what God wants to do with your life?
没有人会知道说神会怎样在我们身中，在我们身上做他要做的作为。
If you will just remember those two things,
如果你能够记住刚刚讲的这两个方面
，With God, nothing is impossible.
在神的手里没有不成就的事。
I am the Lord's servant.
和还有，我是神的仆人或者使女。
Let's pray.
让我们大家一起低头祷告。
God, we come to you today.
神啊，我们到你的面前。
In the light of hearing what you've said in your word.
我们聆听你的话语。
This word humbles us.
这话语让我们谦卑下来。
We are challenged by these scriptures.
你对我们的人生做出一个挑战。
Because we, it's easier for us to understand what you were doing in the life of Mary and Joseph and how beautiful that was.
因为，这样子，我当我们读到这段经文的时候，我们可以明白说，你在玛利亚和耶稣身上做什么样的大事。
And at Christmas time, we celebrate Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus and giving their lives to you.
在这圣诞节即将降临的时候，我们庆祝耶稣基督的降生，还有玛利亚跟耶稣，跟约瑟，他们愿意在你的话里，在他们身上成就。
But it is much more difficult to understand.What that means for our lives today.
但是有时候这故事对我们来说好像很难理，在我们的人生很难理解。
So please help us.
请你帮助我们。
Wherever we are on our journey of faith,
不管我们在我们信念的一个什么样的阶段和时候。
Help us to understand these two things.
帮助我们明白这两件事、两方面的事情。
Nothing is impossible with you.
在你的手中没有不成就的事。
So help us not to limit you or to say things like, well, God just can't do that.
帮助我们不要极限，把你极限说神，这个事情不可能发生。
And forgive us for the times when we've just put you in a tiny box.
请你赦免我们，有时候我们把你放在一个小小的盒子里面。
And we have in our thinking just limited what you could do.
因为我们，限制你的，在我们的思想中，我们限制了你的作为。
And help us to, with humility and confidence, say, I am the Lord's servant.
让我们有这个谦卑的心，让我们也有这个信心说，我们是神的仆人或者使女。
Forgive us for the times when we have not made a good impression as your servant.
赦免我们有时候我们没有做出我们是你的仆人或使女的这个样式来。
Forgive us for the times when we may have brought a reproach on your name by our actions.
赦免我们有时候我们羞辱了你的名。
But this morning we come humbly and ask for your help.
但是今天早上我们谦卑地来到你的面前。
That we may live a life that brings good reflection to you, on you.
求你帮助我们，让我们的人生能够活出你的样子来。
Like Mary, there are many things we just don't understand.
就像玛利亚，有很多的事情我们都不明白。
But you told Mary that you would allow the power of God to come over her.
但是你告诉玛利亚，你的大能会隐蔽她。
That you would move through this power of God.
你会照着你的能力运行。
And so we pray that the power of God will come over the brothers and sisters here.
所以我们祷告为求你让你的能力降在我们每一个弟兄姊妹身上。
And that we would allow you to work in us.
让我们能够让你在我们身上运行。
To continue to spread good news.
好让我们把你的好消息传出去。
To a world that is weary and sad.
给这个充满的悲哀堕落的世界。
Strengthen us on this day.
求你赐给我们能力。
Encourage us.
鼓励我们。
Be with us.
与我们同在。
And in this season of Christmas.
当我们在这圣诞节降临的时候。
May we agree with your plan.
让我们愿照着你的旨意去行。
And may great things be done.
愿大事成就。
By this God who is the same today, yesterday, and forever.
因为你是今在、现在、永在的神。
Amen.
Amen.